Defeating your Goliaths. What was really Goliath like? How did David defeat him? This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46. We all have to face Goliaths in our lives, trials, challenges, temptations that seem too large to overcome. But like David, we can overcome them if we trust in God and do our part. President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008, taught, "When temptation comes your way, name that boastful, deceitful giant Goliath, and do with it as David did to the Philistine of Gath." From Overpowering the Goliaths in Our Lives, Ensign, January 2002, page 5. As you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, what can you learn from the battle of David and Goliath? How did David's trust in God help him? How was he prepared for this battle? What impact can one teenager have in building the Lord's kingdom? Here are some details to supplement your study of this remarkable story. A slinger put both ends of the sling in his throwing hand, sometimes tying one end of the sling around his fingers and holding the other end between his thumb and forefinger. A slinger would not normally twirl the sling above his head, but would simply spin it once and then with a hard throwing motion, either overhand or underhand, let go of the end between his thumb and forefinger to release the stone. Ancient slings were usually made of one long strip of braided wool or flax with a pouch in the middle to hold the stone. The longer a sling, the greater its range. The longest slings can cast a stone well over 800 feet, about 250 meters, at a speed of between 60 and 100 miles or 100 to 160 kilometers per hour. Stones that were round and somewhat heavy were preferred by slingers because they are more likely to fly true. Stones used for slinging were usually about 2 inches, 5 centimeters in diameter, around the size of a golf ball. David was probably no more than 16 years old when he fought Goliath and is described in the scriptures as ruddy, meaning red-haired or rosy-cheeked, youthful. A lion and a bear attacked David's father's flocks, and David fought them off, giving him confidence against Goliath. Goliath's coat of mail weighed 5,000 shekels, which could weigh 125 to 200 pounds, 57 to 90 kilograms. The staff of Goliath's spear was like a weaver's beam, probably weighing over 20 pounds, 9 kilograms. Its head weighed 600 shekels of iron, 15 to 25 pounds, or 7 to 11 kilograms. The Philistines were probably originally from the region around the Aegean Sea. Goliath may have descended from a race of people said to be very tall, even giants. See Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, Joshua chapter 11, verse 22. Goliath's helmet of brass was probably made of bronze, copper, or iron. It may have been attached to a target, which is thought to have shielded the back and neck. For comparison, a basketball standard is about 10 feet, 3 meters. Goliath was about 9 feet, 2.7 meters. End of the article, Defeating Your Goliaths. What was really Goliath like, and how did David defeat him?